Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Happy birthday to Kurt Vonnegut Jr. The prolific American writer was born 90 years ago today. He was a humanist and believed in civil liberties. Vonnegut was a prisoner of war in World War II in Germany. His experience in the war affected his writing. Some of his books include Slaughterhouse-Five, Cat's Cradle, and Breakfast of Champions. In 1970, he addressed the graduating class of Bennington College. These are some of his words. It has been said many times that man's knowledge of himself has been left far behind by his understanding of technology, and that we can have peace and plenty and justice only when man's knowledge of himself catches up. This is not true. Some people hope for great discoveries in the social sciences, social equivalents of F equals MA and E equals MC squared, and so on. Others think we have to evolve to become better monkeys with bigger brains. We don't need more information. We don't need bigger brains. All that is required is that we become less selfish than we are. We already have plenty of sound suggestions as to how we are to act if things are to become better on Earth. For instance, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. About 700 years ago, Thomas Aquinas had some other recommendations as to what people might do with their lives, and I do not find these made ridiculous by computers and trips to the moon and television sets. He praises the seven spiritual works of mercy, which are these: to teach the ignorant, to counsel the doubtful, to console the sad, to reprove the sinner, to forgive the offender, to bear with the oppressive and troublesome, and to pray for us all. A great swindle of our time is the assumption that science has made religion obsolete. All science has damaged is the story of Adam and Eve and the story of Jonah and the whale. Everything else holds up pretty well, particularly the lessons about fairness and gentleness. People who find those lessons irrelevant in the 20th century are simply using science as an excuse for greed and harshness. Science has nothing to do with it, friends. Twitter, Facebook, and computer tablets won't stamp out corruption in Russia. Google, Microsoft, and Apple won't produce hopes for Greeks. And even the most sophisticated algorithms won't force compromise in the U.S. Congress. Vonnegut's words are as relevant now as they were in 1970. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.